Your husband's dead now, isn't he?
Yes, he's dead.
When did he die?
No, I don't know. It's been about 8 or 10 years ago.
And how old was he when he died?
I don't know that. I done forgot it.
What was his religion?
I couldn't tell you. Because we were separated for so many years, I couldn't take. And I was with him. He didn't have none.
What about his occupation? What did he do?
He done search some things. I don't know. What he, when I was with him, he worked railroad, you know.
Yeah.
Put cross ties on them railroad.
Uh-huh. Well, did he have any education?
Yes, he had a little.
Could he read?
Yes, he could read and write.
So he worked with the railroad company at the time that you were.
Yeah.
Do you know where he was born?
No, I sure don't.
Do you think it was like Dodge County or?
No, when I knew him, he was living in Dodge County, but I wasn't born in Dodge County. I don't know what county he was born in. I never did ask him.
Do you think he was from Georgia?
I don't know. Sure don't know. Couldn't tell you.
So you don't know where any of his family came
from? No, I don't know where any of his family came
from. All right.
Ain't it raining?
We'll get started with the questions then. You ready? What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, the time before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Afternoon.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sunrise.
And what about when the sun first disappears?
Sunset.
Now, if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun comes out, we say the weather is what?
Clear.
And if there's been a real hard rain that doesn't last long, what do you call that?
Shower.
And now, is there any difference in a real hard rain that doesn't last long and a light rain that doesn't last long?
It is this different, but I don't know what you call it.
You call them both a shower?
Yeah.
And what do you call the shelf there over the fireplace?
Mound.
And what are the two things that you find in fireplace that the logs rest in?
Dogs. Fire dogs.
And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you start a fire with?
Light wood.
And there are some particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started. What are they?
Splinters.
And what do you call a place with rods and with a rod and hangers and you hang clothes in it?
Closet.
Is that built in to a house?
Yes. And a shift robe.
That would be a piece of furniture.
Yeah, that would be a piece of furniture.
That you hang clothes in. Yeah. And what do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of the house?
I don't have any time to think. I can't think right now.
Well, would you call it siding or clapboards or clapboards or weatherboards or something like that?
Yes, we'd call it weatherboard.
All right. And what do you call the covered area on the front of your house there? Might put a rocking chair out there.
Porch.
And now, if you had a small porch that didn't have a roof on it, just a real small place just to walk out and go down the steps, what would that be?
I can't think. I know, but I can't think.
Would you have a name for something like that? Well, for instance, if you